we spoke on last week about conversations with God. Conversations with God. And we want to continue on this week with the aid and the help of the Holy Spirit and the help of our young people. If they'll say amen, Pastor will be able to get through this morning. Can y'all say amen, Pastor?
Amen,
Pastor. That was pretty good. Amen. All right. Can I get somebody to say, preach, Pastor White?
Preach, Pastor White.
All right. They are ready. Amen. I'm going to start off. Children, just hold on. I'm going to start off with the adults, but I'm going to come right back to you because I want the adults to look at your program. Amen. The front cover of your program says, sometimes it is better. Help me. Somebody helping me. It's better to be alone than be surrounded by the wrong people.
Amen.
Amen. I could go. I could sit down and just finish the sermon right there. Because a lot of the trouble that we have in our life is because we're around the wrong people. Amen. And you know, that's what happened with Adam and Eve. Because everything was fine in their life until somebody came around that was the wrong person. You see, y'all going to help me this morning. Amen. Help me, Holy Ghost, because life was good for Adam and Eve until one day they got paid a visit by the wrong person. Amen. Life was ideal until the snake showed up in Adam and Eve's life. And I ought to have more amens right there because you don't have to think very far back to remember some time that some snake showed up in your life. Amen. And everything was going fine in your life. Hey, because you know, when God made the world, everything that God made, he said it was good. And so Adam and Eve were living in a life that was good. Everything about their life was good until the snake stuck his nose in God's business. Let me preach to him just a little while longer, because see, y'all know that things were going fine in your life until some snake stuck his nose in God's business. Because see, it's God's business to take care of you. Yeah, didn't God wake you up this morning? Didn't God put food on your table? Didn't God put clothes on your back? Isn't God the one that's putting breath in your body? Isn't God the one that's making the blood still run warm in your veins? But so it's God's business to take care of you. But every once in a while, some snake shows up and starts dipping over into God's business. And everything would be all right if we could just keep the snakes out of God's business. Oh, I wish I had a praying church this morning. Now, is there anybody in here that will admit that some snake has crawled up in your life? And everything was going good until the snake showed up. Yeah, so what God wants me to let his children know this morning is one thing, and that is to stay out of conversations with snakes. Help me today. Amen. I'm going to say that again because I like the way it sounds. Stay out of conversation with snakes. Come on, children, say, preach, Pastor White.
Preach, Pastor White.
Yeah, because see, in the third chapter of Genesis, it begins with Eve having a conversation with a snake. Somebody listen to me this morning. Because listen, everything would have been all right if she would have done what Pastor White tells us when we're in a conversation with a snake. Because you know at Jerusalem that when we're in a conversation with a snake, we know exactly what to say to a snake. Don't start.
Don't start.
Amen. And anybody that hadn't heard that before, let me tell you something. You remember when Jesus told Peter to get thee behind me, Satan. Whenever Satan shows up, all you have to do is tell him, don't start, don't start,
don't start.
Yes, and that's what Eve should have done. But see, here's what we have a tendency to do. We want to listen to the snake. Help me today.
Well.
Amen. Somebody say, preach, Pastor White.
Preach, Pastor White.
But not only do you need to stay out of conversations with snakes, you don't even need to listen to snakes. Help me today. Amen. I know we have a habit. We say, well, you know, I just let it go in one ear and out the other. Yeah, but see, when you're talking to snakes, the Bible said that the snake was more cunning than any of the creatures that God had made. Let me tell you something. It's some snakes out there that will make you listen to them. Help me today. Amen. Somebody said they smooth talking. Yeah, they got a silver. And they'll make stuff sound like it makes sense. And so you end up listening to a snake instead of listening to God. You see, God made Adam and Eve children, and he made them in a perfect place. It was called paradise. And this paradise was known as the Garden of Eden. Say Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden.
Oh, come on, y'all can do better than that. Say Garden of Eden.
Garden of Eden.
Amen. And God, listen. God gave them freedom.
That's right.
He said, you can eat of any tree that is in the garden.
That's right.
He gave them a choice. And he said, any tree that you want to eat of is all right with me.
Amen.
What a God that would give them the freedom of choice. Amen. It was like they had a buffet in the garden. And whatever they wanted to put on that tray, they could just go down the line and get as much of it as they wanted. Hey, oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you have all you can eat, you know that you can just fill your belly on whatever you want. And that's what God told Adam and Eve. He said, look, you can have anything you want in the garden. But he said, it's one tree that I don't want you to fool with. He said, there's a tree in the midst of the garden. Follow me, young people. And he said, it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All right, I want y'all to say that with me. The tree.
Of the knowledge
of good and evil. Uh-huh. And God said, look, you can eat of the fruit of any of the other trees in the garden. But the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, do not eat thereof. For the day that you eat of that tree, you're going to surely die. Amen. And so the snake came up, and he started talking to Eve. And he started questioning Eve. This is my first point. You know, he started questioning Eve about what God said. And see, here's something I found out about snakes. Snakes will always try to tell you you didn't hear what you thought you heard. Have you ever ran into somebody like that? Amen. They always, glory to God, I'm rolling down somebody's alley. All you have to do is say hallelujah, ouch, amen. Because some folk always want to question you about what you heard. And if they are bold, bald-faced snake, amen, they'll question you about what God. I'm preaching, but they don't want to say amen. Amen. Yeah, because see, some of us know that folk will question you about what you believe about God. And God already told you what you need to do, and they asking you, say, are you sure that God said it like that? Are you sure that the Bible mean it like that? Are you sure? You know, man wrote the Bible, and you just might be interpreting it. Everybody got their own. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't play me like you ain't never heard nobody talk like that. Amen. Because they'll try to tell you that you didn't hear what you heard, and God didn't say what God said. Amen. I'm just, y'all gonna have to help me this morning. Amen. You know, cause here's what I understand. I want you to understand, children, about snakes. See, snakes will twist God's word. They won't tell it straight. They gonna take it and they gonna twist it around and twist it up to make it look like something that God never intended in the first place. Amen. So the snake said to Eve, he said, now, didn't God say that you could eat of it? Come on, help me. Y'all read your Bible. Of every tree in the garden. Uh-huh. And that made sense because that is what God said. You read it back there in chapter 2. God told them they could eat of every tree in the garden. Okay, young people, listen, listen. There was a story of a young man, and his mama told him, said, look here, we got snacks in the cupboard. And you can have anything in the cupboard, but you got to ask. Come on, help me, somebody. You got to ask first. Amen. So he came, he was outside playing one day, and he was playing with his friends, and his friends said, you know what? I'm getting a little hungry. And he said, well, you know what? We got some snacks in the cupboard. And so his friends said, well, hey, man, what are we waiting on? Let's go get them snacks. And then he said, well, yeah, but mama said that I'm supposed to wait and ask first. He said, well, your mama ain't going to be home for a long time. Listen, there's a snake. I'm telling y'all, there's a snake. We could be done went in there and got the snacks and ate them up and wiped our mouth, and mama won't never know. Amen. But how many folk know that mama knows everything? Oh, I wish I had a praying church this morning. Have you ever done something and your mama come to you and say, at least that's something you want to tell me? Amen. No, mama ain't got nothing to tell you. Yeah, but mama knows everything because, see, mama made you. I might as well preach right there. See, you think that God don't know everything, but God made you. Well, I need to go on because, you know, snakes lie about what they know. Uh-huh. See, children, that young man said, we can go in there and we can get the snacks and be back outside playing before your mama ever know what happened. She won't never know what hit her. Amen. But how many people know that they went on and they got those snacks and they went back out there and they was outside playing, and then he heard his mama call his name? Uh-oh. Glory, hallelujah. Uh-huh. And we know what happened. Yeah, we know that when his mama called him back in that house, she applied the Board of Education to the seat of his understanding. Amen. And listen, children, that young man learned a lesson that day. He learned a lesson, and he went on and he grew up to be a man. And when he got to be a man, you can ask him right now, he said, I won't even eat a cookie unless I call mama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But listen. Snakes lie about what they know. Uh-huh. Because they want you to think that God's word changes. But God's word never changes. The Bible said that before one jot or one tittle of my word pass away, heaven and earth will both pass away, heaven. So that means that God's word never changes. Now, my word might change. I may tell you something today, and I have to go back and change it tomorrow. Because, see, the circumstances and the facts change, and I have to change along with the fact. But, see, God does not have to change along with the fact, because God says, I know the end from the beginning, and I know everything that's in the middle. So I don't have to change. The facts have to change to fit me. I don't have to change to fit the facts. Amen. Amen. But let me tell you something else. Snakes lie about what they know, but God knows everything. Right. Oh, I'll get more amen than that. Amen. I said God knows everything. And you know, I want to preach right along in there, because some Christian folk act like God don't know everything. Right. Yeah. Amen. Because they pretend like they're good when somebody watches. Right. But then when they think there ain't nobody watching, they change their behavior. So, children, I want you to remember this. Always be on your best behavior. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. Always be on your best behavior. I'm going to say it to somebody. Get it. Always be on your best behavior. Amen. Well, we be on our best behavior, Pastor? Because God is always watching. I don't care where you are or what you're doing. God is always watching. The old folks say he sits high and he looks low. He knows all and he sees all. And so you can't do something in the dark that that, well, God is good. Come on. All the time. Yeah, God is good, but God said, I wrote the word, and if you violate the word, you're going to have to pay what the word says about what you did. Amen. Amen. And some of us that was raised with a real mama know that mama don't play. If mama said, be in your room at a certain time, that's what mama means. And mama ain't gonna change her word because your friend down the street, mama, said that he can stay out later. Glory to God. Because mama don't play. See, mama take care of what's going on at mama's house and not what's going on down this house down the street. So I got to live based upon the rules at mama's house and not the rules at somebody else's house. Am I preaching in this house this morning? Because see, if you're gonna be in God's house, you're gonna have to live according to the rules that are in God's house. So they went on and they disobeyed anyway. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when they disobeyed, Adam was right there. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he heard his wife talking to a snake. Men, don't y'all run out now. Come Amen. On. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Men, amen. Amen. It's on us.
That's right.
This whole thing got started That's because right. a man Amen. Didn't stop his
That's
wife.
Right. Amen. Amen.
From talking to a snake.
Amen. Preach, boy.
I know you want to say, you know, I can't do nothing with a pastor. Hey, it's on you, Adam. Pastor, I can't tell nothing. I remember back in chapter 2, God put Adam to sleep. He didn't go back to the dirt. He went right to Adam's side. And he said, I'm going to take her right out of your side. And when you looked at her, he said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. So you can't blame it on nobody else, Adam, but you. She came out of your side. Amen. So they when they ate, their eyes came open. And they saw that they were, come on, children, help me. What did they see? They saw that they were
naked.
That's exactly right. They saw that they were naked. Amen. And before then, they were naked and they were not ashamed. But then after they did something wrong, they were naked and they found out that what they really looked like when they were naked.
Amen.
Oh, y'all can look at me like you proud of when you were naked. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm glad everybody got some clothes on in this morning. Can I preach it like I feel? They were naked, and you know what they did? This is the second point, children. They tried to cover up
That's right.
their wrongdoing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And look, let me tell you something, children. The cover up never works.
Look,
children, I'm telling you, the punishment will be less. If you just go on
Amen.
And fess up
Amen.
From the start.
Amen.
Say, yeah, I did it. I know I should have did it. I don't know what happened. I don't know what came over me. But I did it. And I know I did. I know it was wrong. believe that if we cover it up good enough, that nobody will ever find out. But how many people know that you can cover it up this way, but if something's going to stick out back here? And you move it and cover it up that way, and something's going to stick out over here. And you move it and cover it up that way. Somebody been where I've been. I know I'm the only one that have ever tried to cover up something, and something's be sticking out when I'm trying to cover it up. But the more you try to move it to cover it up, the more it stick out. They decided what they would do is they take these fig leaves and they would put these fig leaves around them to hide their nakedness. Okay, and fig leaves are nothing more than excuses. Amen. We use them all the time to cover up our wrongdoing. Amen. Somebody asked you to do something and you knew when they asked you, you weren't going to do it. Amen. Amen. And you look them dead in the face and say, okay, all right, and tell that bald-faced lie, and then cover it up with some fig leaves. Covered it up with fig leaves, but how many of us know that you can run, but you can't hide?
Amen.
And I've lived long enough to find out that running don't work either.
Amen.
Oh, I ought to get more amen than that. That's all right. I can call the roll. You can ask Jonah that running don't work. Because Jonah cried out to the Lord, and Lord and God put him right where he needed to be.
Amen.
And that's what you got to remember. You got to remember that you always need to be where God wants you to be. Because when they sewed those fig leaves together, the Bible said that that God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And when God came walking and looking for Adam, he couldn't find him. And he said, Adam. He didn't call for Eve. He said, Adam. He didn't call for the snake. He said, Adam. Where are you? Amen. Here's what talking to snakes would do. Talking to snakes will have you playing hide and seek.
All right.
Amen. Now we all have played hide and seek. Everybody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care how grown you are, you know what it feels like to play hide and seek. Some of us were better at it than others. You know, that was some folk that could hide real good. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh, matter where you hide. But let me tell you something, there ain't nobody better at hide and seek than God. Because God know all and he see all. And you can't hide from God. I don't care where you hide, child of God. David said, if I take the wings of a dove and fly to the utmost, I need my dove right now. Way out in space, he said, I'll find him there. God is everywhere. God knows where I am, even when I know I'm not where I'm supposed to be. So God called him. He said, Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, you know what, God? I knew that I'd done wrong, so I tried to hide myself. Amen. And children, listen. Whatever you remember about what Pastor White said, remember this, because it'll help you throughout your life. Don't try to hide from God when you've done wrong. Look, there have been times in my life when I hear from my parents and I hear from my teachers and I hear from my loved ones. I hear from everybody. But the only person that's going to be able to help you when you've done wrong is God. And you don't need to hide from the person that can help you. Amen. Amen. Why don't you need to hide from him, Pastor? Because God is merciful. Oh, I ought to hear more amens than that. Amen. God is merciful.
Amen.
The reason why all of us are sitting in here today is because of God's mercy.
Amen.
God looked beyond what we did and he loved us anyway. The Bible said that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. So always remember that even in the time, that you've done wrong. The Bible said that we have the greater one living on the inside of us.
Amen.
We have the Holy Spirit, which comes into our lives when we receive Jesus as our Savior. And he's not only there to help us when we're doing right. He's there in those moments of failure. He's there in those moments where we know that we have willfully disobeyed God. He's there to give us mercy. Mercy that will take care of our faults. Because Jesus died on Calvary's cross. Because none of us were able to pay the price for what Adam and Eve did.
Amen.
Nobody was able to pay the price. Moses wasn't able. David wasn't able. Solomon wasn't able. Isaiah wasn't able. None of the prophets were able. Nobody was able until Jesus came along and he gave his life. So that we could have a passport back to paradise. I don't know about you, but one of these days, when trouble on this side is over, I'm going back to paradise where I can be with Jesus every day. I'm going to live in a place that's perfect. And I won't have no problem. There'll be no more pain and no more sorrow, no more heartache. I'm going to be with the Lord. Anybody know they're going to be with him? With snakes. People who try to tell us what God says. God has left his word for us to read for our sake.
We don't have to listen and ask anybody about what God said, because God said, this is my word. And I'm going to stand by it. When you have a conversation with God, don't be in despair because you missed the mark. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed because you've done something that you know that God has told you not to do. Because we serve a merciful God. And the blood of Jesus covers all of our sin and our
own.
As our deacons come, there may be someone today. You've been avoiding having a conversation with God. Because just like Adam and Eve, you've done the very thing that God told you not to do. You've mistreated somebody. You've lied on someone. You've hurt somebody. You've gone some places you're not supposed to go. You've done some things that you're not supposed to do. And you know God has told you to stay away from that one thing. I don't know what your thing is. I don't know what somebody's thing is, but God knows. I want you to stop avoiding conversation with God today. Admit it and quit it.